is he running, Dad?
Because we have to chase him.
Okay, we're going in! Go, go! Move!
He didn't do anything wrong.
Because he's the hero Gotham deserves. But not the one it needs right now. So we'll hunt him. Because he can take it. Because he's not our hero. He's a silent guardian. A watchful protector. A dark knight.
What's up, you beauties? Welcome to another episode of In Case You Missed It, where I'll catch you up on all the daily NHL news and all the current happenings with your Philadelphia Flyers. As you know, they've acquired Rasmus Ristolainen from the Buffalo Sabres. We're going to get to that. That's going to be most of the show. But before we get to it, please make sure you're listening, subscribing, and following on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Spreaker if you're not listening live. Also, subscribe to us on YouTube. Quick shout out to our affiliate sites, fullpresscoverage.com, bellyupsports.com, bellyupsports. They do what the others don't. And while you're listening, check out hwhockey.net. It's the cleanest Flyer site around. You're not going to find a better Flyer site. We're pushing out tons of content. Make sure you go check it out. Johnny's doing a lot of work over there. All the boys at HW pushing out a lot of content. So very, very proud and hope you guys are enjoying it. Also proud of Chuck Fletcher. Make Jack, you like that intro? I knew you'd like that. So, Chuck, giving up a lot. And I think everybody had the same initial reaction at first, right? Like, holy shit. First round pick, the pick that they were supposed to use or trade tonight, a second round pick in 2023, and Robert Haig. So, Robert Haig, I don't so much have an issue with. Essentially, he's using the cap space from Haig and Ghost, and now he's using it for Rasmus Ristolainen, which is fine. However, the first round pick, it kind of shocks you at first, right? Like, holy crap! Like, they moved the first round pick to Buffalo. Everyone's thinking, are they working out a deal for Eichel? They getting Reinhart? No, getting Rasmus Ristolainen. And you know, once the dust kind of settles and the emotions kind of go away, you know, you're angry at first, but you're also excited. And, you know, you're like, well, what the hell? You know, they got an okay player. And when I say okay, it's kind of like, well, they gave up a first-round pick for this okay player. Let's push that aside for now because I just want to be excited. All right? So let's push away what they gave up. Second-round picks or whatever. Robert Haig, thank you for your service. Good luck in Buffalo. Push the first round pick aside. They got Rasmus Ristolainen. They got a big dude. You saw in the opening, this guy, he's got an offensive game to him. He's got some snarl, can play in front of the net. We saw all last season the Flyers were weak around Carter Hart. They were weak in the defensive zone. They needed a guy that can play tough in his own end, right? And they got him. So Rasmus Ristolainen from Turku, Finland, 26 years old, 6'4". 221 pounds, former eighth overall pick of the Buffalo Sabres back in 2013. You go back and look at this guy's hockey DB, and I'm not going to look at his advanced stats because I know they're not good. Very consistent player offensively, right? Putting up 40 points a season up until 2019, 2020, when you know, it was obviously a shortened season. And then last year, in 49 games, had just 18 points. But, you know, that somewhat translates to right around where he's been putting up points. Now, people are quick, and it's funny because the guys who will tell you that plus minus don't matter, doesn't matter. And, you know, I'm one of those guys where it's like, hey, you know, you can use them. If a guy's minus 30 and has three goals, Nolan Patrick, that means you're having a really bad season. The first guys to bring up as plus minus are the analytics guys, is what I'm seeing so far, which is whatever. Hey, it is what it is. He played for a bad team. His analytics are not going to be good. I couldn't tell you who his defense partner's been the last, you know, five, six, 7 years. So I think you have to factor that in with analytics. You have to kind of see who this guy's playing with, what teams around him. Is he playing his style of game? And, you know, I haven't watched a lot of Buffalo. I watched a lot of them this year because they played the Flyers a ton and, you know, beat them a bunch of times. And, you know, Rasmus Ristolainen was a guy that kind of pushed the Flyers around this year. And it's kind of like, can't beat them, join them. And that's what Chuck did. He went out and got them. There was a report that he's been after him for 3 years. He got his guy, I guess, man. So here's my one fear with this move. Well, actually, there's more than one. I'm going to get to both now. So pairing him up with Sanheim. Sanheim was the guy that I wanted to be, you know, the guy taking chances, the guy push and play, right? Ristolainen, I don't know how they fit. To me, it feels like you're putting, you know, two plugs together. You know, it just doesn't make – it doesn't feel right to put those guys together. So I'm going to see. I'm going to wait for them to play together and, you know, wait how the pairings kind of shake down to see actually what happens, and we'll go from there. The other thing that's weird to me is, you know, they gave up a first-round pick for a guy making $5.4 million on a one-year deal. He's 26 years old. He's due for a contract extension or a contract from somebody. He's not taking a pay cut. This guy, he's not going to get too many more, you know, chances for a contract. He's in his prime. He's going to get a deal, if not from you, from somebody. Are you going to now overpay Rasmus Ristolainen because you spent a first-round pick on him? I don't know. See, that's why this deal was a little bit weird to me. And everything's great. Chuck's going out and getting players. So he knows what he's doing, right? But to me, it's, you know, for the compensation that they gave up. And if you disagree with me, please let me know in the comments. Let's, you know, let's talk. For the compensation that he gave up for, a guy making $5.4 million in his prime. So that's a plus. The $5.4 million is not a great thing. And then he's due for a raise after the year. Now, I know, like, with the flat cap, guys are getting more years tacked on and the AAV is coming down. Sure, that's a possibility, but why would you take a raise when you're in? I mean, why would you take a pay cut while you're in your prime? What's going to happen? And I know it's like, why are you thinking about next year, Jim? Like, let's live in the present. We got Rasmus Ristolainen, we got Ryan Ellis. You know, let's go out and party. It's another weekend, Friday night. I don't know. The Ryan Ellis move made too much sense to me. I was ecstatic, had nothing bad to say about it. This move for me comes with a lot of question marks, unfortunately. And, you know, I'm going to rah-rah. I'm going to be excited. I like the physicality. I like the stuff around the net. Great. But, you know, the game is played all, you know, in all areas of the ice. It's not just played in the defensive zone. So we have a couple comments here. Sanheim's going to get a one-year deal. York plays well. Then they put money at Ristolainen, and I think that's why they wait. It's York, and they need to see. I mean, yeah. See, it's like a lot of ifs. And in an offseason, that's one of the bigger offseasons in, you know, the last 10, 15 years for Flyers. I think they had to find a way to go get a sure thing. They got Ryan Ellis, who, in my opinion, is a sure thing. People want to bring up his injuries. That's fine. Everybody gets hurt. Rasmus Ristolainen is far from a sure thing for me to give up. I know it's a first round pick in this year's draft where, you know, we hear all kinds of things where scouts this and tape that. I was all for trading that first round pick. But I think he could have got better than Rasmus Ristolainen. Just my opinion. Mentioned earlier, Chuck's had the hots for this guy for 3 years. So obviously he sees something in him that he likes. And, you know, with the drafting of Cam York, you know, with the job he did in Minnesota as far as drafting defensemen, I think Chuck knows his D. I think he knows what he's looking for. And, hey, if Rasmus was his guy, he went out and got him. It's hard for me to blame him for that. Season's a couple months away. Schedule came out. Let's see how it shakes out. We got a comment here from Tariq. Or Tarek, an overpayment, no doubt, but the type of player this team really needed. And that's the thing, right? They absolutely needed him, a physical presence, a guy with an edge. You're not going to be body slamming Scott Lawton at center ice, and Oscar Lindblom's not going to be dropping the gloves anymore. Ristolainen's going to be the guy, right? You do something to somebody in the corner, the next shift, you can expect Ristolainen to jump over the boards, right? So, yeah, there's that. It's, you know, now creating doubt in the opposition mind, which, hey, you watch this team this year. Teams were coming in, you know, and guys that don't usually score, they were hungry for goals this year against the Flyers, right? And that's because they're a bad team, a team with no heart, no fight back, right? They were very fearful, this team. And you know, guys were hungry to score goals against them, or, you know, they took liberties with guys, right? And Ristolainen is going to put an end to that, you would think. So maybe they add one more guy because he's not going to be able to do it on his own. We'll see. But Robert Haig traded to Buffalo. Sam Morin, I saw a rumor, is going to be re-signed. I thought that was interesting. Another comment here from our buddy Ty. What we would have given up for Jones is way more of an overpayment than this. And that's true. It's true. Yeah, there's reports now that Columbus still wants either DeBrincat or Doc for Seth Jones. And I'm not sure who you compare that to on the Flyers. I'm not sure they even have players or prospects of that caliber. You know, they were hoping that Morgan Frost would be, you know, a Kirby Doc, or Nolan Patrick would be a Kirby Doc, but unfortunately they didn't pan out. The closest thing to DeBrincat, I think the Flyers have, and Konechny might even be better than DeBrincat, but do you want to trade Konechny for Seth Jones? I'm not sure. I don't think that I do, you know. I think he's part of the younger core on this team. And I think the guys that they should be looking to move are Jake Voracek and or JVR. But, hey, we'll see. We'll see what happens. You can't argue with the, you know, what Chuck's done. He's showing he's got some balls. You know, after a year of not doing anything, he's gone out and he's got two guys that should be mainstays on this team, you would think, or at least hopefully for the next five, at least four, five, 6 years. To pair with Provorov, Sanheim, see what, you know, we got to see what Sanheim does this year. Can he adjust his game? Can he take his game to the next level? Because to me, he's got to be the guy on the second line. Ristolainen, I think, has to complement Sanheim. Can Ristolainen adjust to Sanheim's game and vice versa? Now, the third pairing is shaping up to be Cam York and Justin Braun. And I can't imagine Sam Moran's going to flex in and out. So they might have to go get, I don't know, maybe they got to go get one more D. I'm not sure. I got to take a look. Igor Zamula is supposed to get some time this year. But, yeah, guys, hey, it sort of feels like the old days, right? Where, hey, if you stink it up, you're going to be playing for another team. They're not going to accept it in Philadelphia anymore. So they turned over five players on the roster that were in and out of the lineup for the last year or so. Nolan Patrick's gone. Philip Myers is gone. Carson Twierenski was obviously taken by Seattle, which very surprising. Robert Haig, and obviously Shane Gostisbehere was traded to the Coyotes yesterday for a second pick and a seventh round pick. I thought that was interesting too. If you guys have been listening to us for a while, you may have heard us talk about, you know, Shane Gostisbehere, you're going to have to give something up to get rid of him. I'm not sure any of us thought two picks, but We've definitely contemplated, you know, the second round pick. So it's, hey, they got rid of some guys. They were going to have to turn some guys over. They turned over five guys. I'm going to keep this episode a little bit shorter, guys. I hope you enjoyed that montage in the beginning, just in case you missed the show and you want to see it one more time. Well, you can watch the show as many times as you want. I don't have to pop it back in. So yeah, guys, that's going to do it for this episode of In Case You Missed It. Rasmus Ristolainen is a Flyer, and I'll be back Monday with another episode of In Case You Missed It. Have a good weekend, guys. Take care.